from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. There is a lot going on. We got Steelers football tonight. Next half hour, Bob Papiani is going to join us. We're going to put Bob to the test and ask him to explain the new kickoff rules for the NFL. Wait till you hear. And Robbie Inks-Mikowski is in studio. Am I saying it right?
Inks-Mikowski, but close enough.
What am I saying? Inks?
I think so. It doesn't matter. I take no offense.
Inks. Larry, I got to get these pronunciations
Larry,
right. I got 180 names to know tonight.
I was just going to say, can we get maybe a line or two of the clear bag policy? Do you have it off the top of your head?
Please observe the NFL's all clear bag policy.
There you go. Thank you, Larry.
I don't know
if I'm going to go to the game yet tonight, but if I do, that's...
text me.
Yeah, that's good to know.
All my friends text me stuff to say, right?
Hey, Larry. Can you just say this?
No. Can you get this word on the air?
Yeah.
You know how many times I've got... I actually got a case of beer once for dropping the word intrepid on the air.
A bunch of firemen.
We're like, hey, man, we're in the studio. We were in Arizona. And it's like probably 7-8 years ago. They said, can you get the word intrepid on the air? I'm like, that's easy.
I've had people text me, hey, can you say my name? I'm like, only if you make a tackle. If you make a tackle, I can say your name.
Can I tell you one other quick story about a legendary broadcaster that's passed on? Pat Summerall. My first job in television, I was Pat's spotter, 2002. It was the last year he was doing TV full-time, and that was the first year he and John Madden were not working together. So we wanted to make that year fun for Pat, right? He was working with Brian Baldinger, who's a mentor of mine. You might know him from Baldy's Breakdowns and NFL Network. And
Pat Summerall.
All that. He was unbelievably generous man. So people used to do the same thing to Pat. They would say to him, hey, can you get a word on the air? Like over the years, people would always tell him just to get a word on the air to make his buddies laugh or, you know, to do him a favor. And he said, you know, and he would always raise his hand, you know, see it on camera like this with the, you know, thumb up and the finger up. There was only one word I could never get on the air. And we're sitting, he has us captivated. Me, Baldy, the producer, a couple other guys were at the production dinner the night before the game. I said, really? There was a word you could never get in? And we don't mean like curse words. We just mean like regular words that you can't get in.
What oddball word can you get in that we'll all know, but nobody...
That nobody else is going to know. I said, really? There was a word you could never get into a broadcast, Pat? I said, yeah. He said, yeah. And we're like, what was it? He goes, tampon. I said, that's the only word. I'm like, I understand that. in the context of a football broadcast. I don't know how you get that in there.
You called those dinners production meetings?
They are production meetings. We just happened to eat dinner before we went into all the graphical elements and going over the open and everything we're going to talk about. There's like 10 of us for an NFL and Fox broadcast. There'd be like 8 or 10 of us sitting in a room. We would have a room at the hotel, a meeting room at the hotel, order dinner. It was my job to organize the dinner and do everything. So everybody else had to do was go in, sit down, eat, and go back to their room and have the meeting. And it would take, probably eat for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and we'd spend about another hour, hour and a half going everything. So it'd be about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. They all spend together because everybody lives in different cities.
Yeah, we do that for Pitt football on the road.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of iced tea being passed
very
around.
Intense Friday evening production meeting.
Yeah.
Dinner.
All right. I don't want to waste your time here on the air in this segment,
Robbie,
talking nonsense. What's up, Larry?
Aren't you from Minnesota?
No, I'm from Philadelphia, but I came here from Minnesota.
From Minnesota last, yeah.
I spent 4 years in Minnesota working with the Twins and Timberwolves. I was with the Twins 2009, 10, 11, and 12 as their field reporter. Same thing I did with the Pirates. Same job. 09, 10, 11, and 12. Then I was with the Pirates for 11 years, 13 to 23. And then this year with the Texas Rangers.
I know you were born in Philly because you say Wooder.
Yes,
but
correct.
I thought you were in Minnesota last.
I lived there for 4 years. That was it.
And
yeah.
But now you're traveling to Texas.
I am. Part-time, not a full-time reporter there. I'm doing about 60, somewhere between 60 and 65 games that I'm doing. So it's been really cool. It's been a neat experience working with the defending World Series champions. Manager Bruce Bochy is just, you know, a tremendous pleasure to deal with. He's a really good guy, really honest guy. You learn a lot working with, you know, a variety of managers, you know, on a day-to-day basis when you interview them twice a day, every day for a season. Now, even though I'm not doing it every day this year, it's still a neat experience to kind of see a new team, a new fan base, a new home, quote-unquote home ballpark. But I travel about half the time of my games. So, like, next week I'm going to Boston to meet the team there. They're in New York tonight to play the Yankees, and they go to Boston. I'll head up Monday to Boston to go meet them for a couple days and then turn around and come back to Pittsburgh.
The new life of Rami Inspikowski.
Yeah, it's a little different. Life's a little different this year.
Yeah,
but it's been a lot of fun.
Because you're going to write a book.
I am in the process of doing it, yeah.
And we're going to talk about some of the stories that prompted you to do that coming up on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Robbie Inspikowski in studio. Robbie, you say you're going to write a book.
Yeah. Can you welcome us to Acrisure Stadium first, please?
Welcome to Acrisure Stadium.
Okay, now we can begin the segment. Thank you.
I'm excited, man. You know what's fun about that? And you know this firsthand, the scoreboard team, like at PNC.
Oh, yeah.
At Acrisure Stadium, they spend, those that are full-time, like Chris Burns is a name, Steve Infinity.
I know Steve.
Reagan Berube.
Yeah.
You know, those guys spend their whole year gearing up for these games.
Go ahead, sorry.
You know.
It's amazing what goes into it. When you go to a stadium and you see that production, I just hope the fans out there that see what goes on and what goes into it, just how much work is put in by all those folks that you mentioned behind the scenes. The production that these folks put together on a video board is almost on par with what we would do on regional television.
So,
and just because they only have so many resources. And the reason why I say it's almost there is because we on TV have a lot more resources to produce, you know, a little bit fancier stuff than they do. But the job they do at Acrisure Stadium, at PNC Park, at the arena, it is incredible what they do.
And so tonight, I'll sit in the open booth, you know, it's so you have the feel of the crowd. And then seated right next to me is Chris Burns, who's the game day producer. He runs the whole show.
He's your spotter.
He's the court. No.
I heard you talking
spotters.
About spotters.
On my left-hand side.
Oh.
Chris is running the whole show. Everything you see and hear throughout the course of the game, when gates open 2 hours prior to kickoff, so tonight gates will open at 5, then the show's on.
It's incredible what they do, just what goes into that. And then people, you know, you see a play, right? A play happens on the field. Let's get another look. And, you know, 50,000, 60,000 eyes go up to the video board. And bang, they got to be ready just like that.
There's 55 people that work in coordination with
this amazing
scoreboard team.
A lot of fans just don't realize how much work goes into that.
We've already had 3 rehearsals.
Did you really?
Yeah.
At the stadium?
Yeah. So we're ready for tonight.
I'm mad I missed it.
You know what the mission is?
What is it?
The
first
mission
down.
Is support the team and enhance the fan experience.
Do you think you can do that?
I'm going to try.
Do you know what you're doing?
I'm going to try.
Are you nervous?
It's 180 names to know.
What year is this for you, by the way, doing PA for the Steelers?
I think 13.
Wow. How fun is that? By the way, how about Rob King being named the play-by-play voice of the Steelers?
That's great for him.
Can I say something about Rob King?
Yeah.
I worked side-by-side with that guy for 11 years. 11 years I spent working side-by-side with that guy.
He's a pro.
He might be the most talented guy I've ever worked with in my entire career in terms of just flat-out ability and talent and how good he is. And then people always say this, he might be the best teammate I've ever had, too, that I've ever worked with in my life. And I couldn't be more happy
to see
him get this job. He's the nicest human being you'll ever work with in your entire life. The nicest guy, and I love him.
And he spent a lot of time here. So, you know, it's tough. It would be difficult to follow a legend like Bill Hillgrove.
No doubt.
Who still his, you know, the replays of all the touchdowns and great plays still sound magnificent. You know, it's hard to follow a legend, but I think Rob will be his own style. And I think people will appreciate that he's one of us now, right?
Yeah, and you don't like... You're talking about Vin Scully. Now, Joe Davis is a national voice, calls the World Series for Fox. But like Bob Miller with the LA Kings. I mean, there's so many voices. Harry Callis in Philadelphia.
Harry Callis with the NFL.
That ball's out of here. But it's so hard to follow a legend. Like, Rob King is Rob King. He's not Bill Hillgrove. Hillgrove is not Myron Cope. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're just... You have to have your own identity. You don't want to, and it's hard. It's hard to follow a legend. It is a hard task.
They had hundreds of entries, and I think they got it right.
No question.
I really do. And Rob's going to do terrific.
Yeah.
And you know who's doing play-by-play tonight on TV?
Bob
Pompiani. Pompin ain't easy. We're going to talk to Pomp coming up right here after the news at the bottom of the hour with Paul Rasmussen. And then I do want to talk to you about your book.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We're in the infantry stages of it, but it's going to be a pretty cool project.
Robbie in Smikowski, everybody. In baseball, Aaron, our producer, she loves this.
Hey, Aaron, time for traffic, right?
Yes, from the Houston Texans preseason game one at Acrisure Stadium. Larry Richard with Robbie Insmikowski in studio, and we have the voice of play-by-play for KDK-TV. You might recognize him in his 43rd year with KDK Television. Bob Pompiani, everybody. Bob, good morning.
Sir Lawrence, how are you? Robbie, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, Pomp, what's happening, brother?
No, nothing. Just going over a lot of names and a lot of different things with these players.
180 names total, Bob and I have to know for tonight.
Larry, let me ask you something. Are you up on the pronunciations of some of this stuff?
Some, yeah. We've been going over them for the past 10 days. What do you got?
I know.
You got to see this one name. They don't use it all, but it's, I'm not exaggerating. There's 40 letters in his last name.
Really?
Well, we got to come up with a nickname.
For the Texans?
You know, that's
for the Texans.
Really?
Yeah. Thank God.
Come up with a nickname.
Hey, Pomp, I've always wanted to ask you this on the air. Now I have the opportunity to do it.
Uh-oh.
How would you describe your level of jealousy at Rich Walsh's hair?
Well, there is some, mostly because he has a Category 5 look, which means it never moves. I have to use product, more product than he does. He goes into the show. Not that I know this person, I'm just telling you that he said, hair never moves. I said, okay, good. I wish I can do that. He reminds me of my uncle who had the same kind of hair. He's like helmet head, never moves, no matter what it could be.
Yeah, you look above his forehead and it's like a bunch of hula dancers in sync.
A Category 5 hair. Yeah, that's
Category 5 hair.
Good description.
All right, you guys talk football. I'm done. Let me get out of the way.
You know a lot about football. You just said you worked with Pat Summerall. Did you know Robbie was Pat Summerall's spotter?
For 1 year.
Wow.
For one year.
That's awesome.
Spent a year traveling with him. 2002. It was a lot of fun.
And he worked.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Harry Callis in the NFL today on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
I love that voice and delivery, yes.
All right, Bob, we're going to put you on the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Pompeiani is here to detail the new kickoff rules in the NFL. How the heck are you going to explain this tonight on TV?
Well, that's an interesting question. We only have a limited amount of time to do it, too. So this is a one-year trial, I think, and we'll see what people think about it. But it's totally different in that the kicker kicks from the same spot. However, the people on the coverage team go over the 50-yard line, and they have to line up at the other team's 40, while the return team, their players line up at the 35. So they're like 5 yards apart. Nobody's allowed to move until the kick gets to the landing zone, which is the 20-yard line to the goal line, and you can't move until the ball either hits the ground or is fielded by somebody back there. Once that happens, and then you can engage. There are a lot of other rules about this here, too, because if you kick it through the end zone, out of the end zone, just like last year, if you did it, that's fine. You can do that if you don't want to deal with the return. The ball goes to the 30-yard line. However, if it lands in the landing zone, again, the 20 to the goal line, and it trickles into the end zone, you got to recover it, but it goes to the 20, not the 30. They put the emphasis on the return team to try to make a return. So I guess they're doing this for two reasons. Number one, safety. That's always seems to be the issue with these returns. And they're limiting the amount of time people can run down the field with a head of steam and do some damage. So that's why they line up so close together and then engage in blocking. It's less fierce. But then also, they want to make the return an actual play again. They got away from that. Now they want it back. And we'll see if it works. You may see some interesting designs. I don't know if you're going to see anything tonight, Larry and Robbie, because, I just think they're trying to figure out what to do. But the key is nobody's allowed to move until that ball is either caught or hits the ground.
I know Danny Smith, special teams coach, watched some UFL games because they were doing the same thing in the United Football League. Arlington has a team right where the Rangers play. So I went to one of the games and watched it. I watched a UFL game where they had that, and it was kind of cool, number one. Number two, can you give us a little bit of an insider view? I worked with your game producer, Craig McConnell, who works at KDKA, about what goes in. And I've never worked with anybody more prepared than Craig, just in terms of organization and preparation. How are you going to be able to present that on TV from an instructional standpoint for the fans that may have not seen it yet?
Yeah, and I trust, Robbie, that a lot of people have, and you're right about Craig, very detailed. We've gone over a lot of different things here with graphics, and I think the best thing we can do is graphic it to show people, because you can't explain it necessarily. You have to show it with graphics. So that's what we're going to try to do in a limited amount of time at the very beginning of the broadcast. And if we can do that and at least give you an idea, there's still some other components to that. If the ball's kicked out of bounds, it goes to the 40. If it's, you can try onside kicks later in games only if you trail in the fourth quarter and if you tell the other team you're going to do it. Then it goes back to the way it was last year, same exact thing. So Yeah, but it's mostly going to be graphics, so you can see. Visually, it's much more, I think, understandable in graphic form, so that's what we've done a lot of. And it's tough to do it. I mean, you have to line different people up in different parts of the – you know, I didn't even tell you about inside the hashes, how many guys are allowed there on either side versus outside the hashes. We, you know, just a lot of different stuff that's involved with it. So hopefully it'll be – at least if you see it, you'll get a better understanding. And by the time the season opens on September the 8th, then you'll know it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of fans that will go tonight that have no idea yet what it is that are going to be – surprised to see it for the first time in the opening kickoff and go, what's that? Why is that? What? So talking about the game, we know Russell Wilson will not play for the Steelers. And Coach Tomlin was asked this week about the intensity at camp. And here's what he said.
Good. You know, we're here to develop. You know, you can't box without sparring is the analogy that I use. We play an intense game, competitive game. I'm not doing these guys justice if I don't create an environment that is reflective of what's waiting on us.
You can't box without sparring, Pomp.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And so that affects a lot of guys. You're not going to see the regular guys that we all know who can play because they've boxed many rounds before, and that's normal. But you're going to see a lot of guys who you've obviously been hearing about. A lot of people haven't gotten up to a training camp, and if you haven't, you've heard different stories. You'll get to see some of these guys in action. You know, Justin Fields is a starting quarterback. What will he do? His knock is that he's turned the ball over far too much in his career with the Chicago Bears. He's very exciting. He's got like 2,200 rushing yards in 3 years there and 40 touchdowns, but 30 interceptions and 15 fumbles lost. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he has to change. I'm going to be interested also to see some of these young defensive players we've been talking about, like Beanie Bishop, who's an undrafted kid out of played at West Virginia last year. Can he actually crack the roster as a starter, as an undrafted free agent? Also, Peyton Wilson. This is a guy you guys know. I mean, he's got a tremendous upside. A Butkus and Vic Merrick Award winner, an ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Larry, I know you know because you go down to these games with Pitt. That dude was everywhere, but he's also had so many injuries. If he holds up, boy, he'll be able to help a lot in the inside linebacker behind Queen and Roberts.
When you look at this team, Pomp, you mentioned Peyton Wilson. This guy, he had dealt with injuries the last couple of years at North Carolina State. He was going to be he's a first-round talent. Now, obviously, yeah. The big risk with him is injury,
right.
As you get with.
They took a chance, but they think that he can still bring a high level of play, even overcoming those injuries.
Right, and if he's healthy, that guy works his tail off, and you know how well the Steelers have drafted, specifically the last 2 years. Andy Weidel runs that draft. Omar Khan, those guys have done a fantastic job succeeding the great Kevin Colbert, who was fantastic, brought a Super Bowl here. But how would you describe the excitement given the young players and how the Steelers have kind of changed their, I don't want to say perspective, they want to beat people up on the inside. Broderick Jones,
yeah,
Troy
yeah.
Fatanu. You look at what they've done and how they build that team from the inside out, and that fits in the way that Andy Weidel has drafted. He did it in Philly, helped them. He and Joe Douglas helped build a Super Bowl winner in Philly, and it feels like he's on his way, along with Omar, to doing that here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Rob. And here's the thing. You don't see that in many places as much as you do offensive line. I mean, this is the first time, I think, since DeCastro and Mike Adams, if I believe back in 2012, were the first two picks, and they were both offensive linemen. That was the case this year with Faiotanu and Frazier. So, and immediately I would expect those guys to play a lot. Last year was Broderick Jones.
Broderick, yeah, forgot about him, yeah.
Yeah, they got all these young guys, and they've added to it with Sam Malu, who's a wide old guy from Philadelphia, and he's been really good. I'm anxious to see Mason McCormick. He was a fourth-round pick this year. And he played at South Dakota State, but they really like him. He's number 66. If you go there and watch, he's going to get some playing time, I would imagine. And he's one of those guys who can move fast for being 309 pounds. And he's also he's been in school for a long time, 6 years. So I think he's ready to actually make a spot on this team. But the mentality is run the ball, physical, open up some things in the pass game because of it. Arthur Smith believes in it. When he was at Tennessee, it was Derrick Henry, who was doing the damage. They tried to do it last year with a bunch of different running backs. I think he's got a good situation here. So I would expect a lot of physical football. And even a lot of people, Larry, will also say, you can't win in the NFL if you don't pass. That's true. But you got to have – if you have a run game, I think look at San Francisco over the years. They've been very successful with a run game that succeeds as well as their pass game. There are a lot of teams that do it and do it well.
And we'll get a little flavor of that offense tonight, and it'll be fun either way. People are excited just to get the season going. Bob, good luck. Break a lip as you call the game on KDK-TV with Charlie Batch, and I'll see you down at the stadium.
Bye, Bob.
All right, Sir Lawrence. Robbie, it's always a pleasure, man.
Hair better be looking good tonight.
There he goes.
Oh, don't worry. I got a lot of product.
Bob Papiani, he's got fresh product for tonight's season opener preseason. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest, Robbie Ince-McCaskey. You know him from many years on the field in the
11
years with the Pirates organization. Now he's still centered here, but you travel to Texas.
I do, yeah. Part-time gig, which is good. I think at some point in time, I don't know if you have ever experienced it, Raz, Larry, whoever, but a gap year isn't the worst thing to not push full-time. Because I'd done 15 straight years working baseball and 15 straight summers of travel and, you know, the baseball grind, which you embrace because it's baseball and it's great and you get to see ballparks. But
the thing,
it's a little tiring after, you know, come August, September, you're a little tired.
We had a few weeks ago this run where the Pirates were on a roll.
Yeah.
They made some moves at the trade deadline.
Very good moves, by the way.
Feeling good. And then they just, man, these last two games were heartbreakers in particular.
I watched yesterday.
They've been.
I watched that whole ninth inning. I watched almost most of the game I saw yesterday.
I was taking the garbage out listening to the game in the ninth inning and just heard the wheels come off. And I go, oh, no, this is like. It's not happening
again. The
other
thing, too, is, first of all, they're a competitive team, and they have a chance. And I do think they're going to make a playoff run. I really do. Now, obviously, I haven't been around the team at all this year, but I watch, and I have an idea of how they operate as an organization. And I know Derek Shelton, Ben Cherington are taking a bunch of flack right now, but when you look at the roster construction and how they set it up, they wanted a strong bullpen, and they did that. Now, doesn't always mean the results are going to be there, but Rowdy Tellez took a couple months to get going. Now he's a fan favorite. That guy can put the ball over the fence at any time.
Let's talk more about that and O'Neill Cruz and his troubles. And we'll do that coming up with Robbie Ince-McCaskey. And also in the next hour, Steel City Con is in town. Our own Andy Lindbergh talked to the great actress Helen Hunt. And you'll be surprised at the names who are here.
I couldn't believe it.
Hanging out. They'll probably be at the Steelers game tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.